Do you really want to say goodbye to poverty?
Yes.
Lack and limitation?
Yes.
I'm going to minister some things tonight that you will instantly step in your rights. Hold on to every word. Hold on to every word. I see that I need to let my chauffeur drive me. For a lot of thoughts I get in the back of the car, I keep a pad with me. And the Lord talked to me. You know, I like to drive my car. I got some nice cars. But I need to drive, let him drive me when I'm having these meetings, that the Holy Spirit can continue what he want to do. Some of the most powerful teaching I had, I get it in the last 5 minutes. You don't have time to mess it up then. Your prosperity will manifest easily after the night. It will be easy. Yeah, you always will have extra. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to be a student tonight now, because we're going to cross some rules tonight. And you're going to have to be a student. Lord, let your anointing just keep going. Let your anointing rest on this place. Let the Holy Spirit rest on this place in a special way to do a special work. Let your authority, Jesus, be in this house over all our lives as we yield to your word and revelation, understanding, enlightenment, insight, wisdom, knowledge about who we are in you. Thank you for this night. Thank you for your holy written word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give each one of us ears to hear and mind to understand, heart to receive. Glory to God. You may be seated in Jesus' name. We establish the fact that prosperity is a gift from God that you already have. It's already in you. And so we're not trying to get God to prosper us. We want to get understanding from the word how to make it manifest on the outside, in our affairs, in our everyday life, and what we need in this system. This system, God put prosperity in us because of this system. All right, see it. If you want to know how prosperity is in you, Christ in you. That's total prosperity right there. So, just look at these two scriptures again with me. One you're looking at again, the other one is fresh tonight. Go back to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Prosperity, and this will make you understand this verse better. Is made up of divine substance on the inside of you. It's spiritual on the inside of you.
Yes, sir.
And you have to learn how to manifest it. And it come out to be manifestation, material things, whatever you need in life.
Yes, sir.
But it's a substance on the inside of you. It's a divine substance that flows through your inner being.
Yes, sir.
God made the deposit when you were born again. All right? So here we have Paul explaining to the church, New Testament church. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Now, we found out that our inner man is heaven. We're heavenly places on the inside. And don't let the word spiritual blessing, spiritual empowerment through you.
Yes, sir.
Because it carries the connotation of creation, manifestation, and demonstration.
Yes, sir.
Got it?
Yes, sir.
It carries that connotation that you have the power, just like gratitude. Gratitude creates connection when you're in deep gratitude. So you have creative power in you. You have you can create prosperity. You can manifest prosperity. You can demonstrate prosperity. You say, well, how? With words. Calling things that be not as though they were, because they are. Where are they? They're in me. Now, it's going to get real complicated for the devil in here tonight, so don't be the devil. Because I'm going to deal with something. It's going to get real complicated. It's going to get real complicated for lack. It's going to get complicated for limitation. It's going to be complicated for poverty to ever come to your life or talk to you about anything anymore. All right? Now, the other scripture is powerful, and I have a breakdown on it, but I'm not going to go to it now, but Philemon, whatever you want to call it. That's the sixth verse. That the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Go back to Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing. Now prosperity is a spiritual blessing. That's why I can't run out. Which is in you in Christ Jesus. In Christ. You see the end of the verse? In Christ. Now, go back to Philemon. Look at it again. Because I'm about to give you some weapons and some ingredients that nothing will ever talk you out of being prosperous. That sixth verse said that the communication of thy faith may become effectual. This is a transfer.
Yes, yeah.
By the acknowledging of every good thing. Prosperity is a good thing. Say it.
Prosperity is a good thing.
I just said having plenty of money is a good thing.
Having plenty of money is a good thing.
Every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. You got to let me fumble a little bit tonight. But there's some things I want to fumble on here. Communicate means to release or transfer. Faith has the ability to release what's on the inside of you and transfer it in your hand.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Effectual means it begins to work or produce. I want some working prosperity in me. I want some produce. I don't just read about prosperity, just shout about prosperity. All right.
Yes, sir.
Get this. How does your faith work and produce? By the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. That's how it works. You got it? All right. Let me run six things by you. Communicating your prosperity that is in you by faith to your soul and through your soul to your outer life to enjoy. You didn't hear it. I see none of y'all shook or nothing. You're not, You're not even here. Listen to me. Say amen.
Amen.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say glory to God.
Glory to God.
I want to get your spirit open.
Yes, sir.
I'm not talking to your head right now.
Yes.
Communicating your prosperity that is in you by faith to your soul. And through your soul to your outer life to enjoy. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. I love it myself. Love has manifesting power through the law of attraction. Actually, the law of attraction is love. Romans 5:5 saying, hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God has been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. We got that love in us. That love, see, the Bible said God is love. See, that's what God is. So prosperity is a love gift. And he gave us faith and hope that we can make withdrawals and bring it on the outside so you can enjoy your life. Gratitude is a connector and a conduit for more and more. See, gratitude keeps you hooked up when you get it out. It's gratitude when you in a supermarket and somebody have overbought what they can pay for and they're putting it back and you say, no, you don't have to put it back, man. Put it back in your bag. Put it back. You had to put it back. We experience that all the time. You don't have to put it back, ma'am. You got the wrong point behind you to let you put it back. Plum stranger. She said, no, sir. She said, I'll put it back. No, you don't put nothing back. Take it all. Prosperity is a divine substance ready to move at your command. I'm preaching for results here tonight, you know. Prosperity is a divine substance ready to move at your command. Wave at me over there. You hear what I'm saying? All right. I want y'all listening. Because we're going to go down deep in a few minutes. I don't have time to wait to get deep later. Prosperity, plenty, and peace are ready to become permanent manifestation in your life. You heard me? Prosperity, plenty, and peace are ready to become permanent manifestation in your life. How many of y'all receive it? Now, this is very important here. I have to give you some footnote scriptures with this to substantiate this next one, because I'm going to take you right quickly. I'm going to show you 5 weapons of prosperity. And I got 26 ingredients of prosperity already in you. You know, faith is the mixer. Aren't you a son of God?
Yes.
Do you have an inheritance?
Yes.
Are you a kingdom citizen?
Yes.
Oh, that's prosperity. Oh, that's your prosperity, right? So if you say, I'm a son of God and the prosperity don't look like it won't come, say, well, I'm a kingdom citizen.
Yes, sir.
See, you can keep working. The blood. Mom won't give it to you in a minute. Now, this next statement, I'm going to use another word instead of prosperity so you can catch a hold of it. You must know it is your divine right to be rich. I want you to say that back to me. Talk to me. It is my divine right to be rich. Say amen.
Amen.
Say it again.
Amen.
My divine right to be rich. I don't want you to think about your family or nothing. Just say it with me. It is my divine right to be rich. Proverbs 10:22. Go ahead, turn that. Proverbs 10:22. We'll look at one or two scriptures. The blessing of the Lord. Make it rich. And he added no sorrow with it. 2 Corinthians 8:9. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. But you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake, he became poor, that you through his poverty might be broke.
Rich.
Poor.
Rich.
Suffering from lack.
Rich.
Rich. Always say rich. Is he lying?
No.
All right, now. We often read this verse. When I came 20-some years ago to teach on prosperity, they would take me to 1 Timothy 6:10. The love of money is the root of all. That's the first place they take it. And so that have crippled us for so many centuries. But we should have went down. I want you to go down to the 17th verse. Go down to the 17th verse in that opening. My God. You see, it cut us off right there in verse 10. The Lord was about to tell us something. It got cut off. And this letter happened to be to Christians. Charge them that are rich in this world. That's why the journey is necessary. That they be not high-minded. Boy, I could easily be high-minded. You know that? I could easily be high-minded. Driving two Rolls Royce, a Maybach, and what do you call that thing? What do you call that? A Porsche? Pan-American. Yeah, got two RVs. You know, I could easily be high-minded. Driving, flying in a jet. I could be high minded. I live in a mansion, you know. I wear nice clothes, you know. I got two championship rings on. Who is it? Who is this, David? That horseshoe.
Coach.
And who is this? I know who it is. I just want him to say it.
Brian, I can't see.
Huh?
It's so bright, I can't see. That's Dallas Cowboys.
That's Dallas Cowboys. I wore these two championship rings. I used to wear my wedding band on my left hand, but I wore these rings for you for something going to happen in here tonight. And I'm going to say something that I never said before, but it seemed like it came in my spirit one or two times. How many I got? 12? I will have 20 real soon. And the reason, I don't have to make it happen. I don't know how. I'm not even looking for them. What am I going to do with them? It came up in my spirit. I said, I'm just going to announce it. Sweatily. Now listen. God can get anything, anytime, from anywhere, through anybody, to me. Are you dumb enough to sit in here and don't say this? And here I hold 12 championship rings from different teams from that statement. They just got to me. And I'm saying to you, no man in the world got 12 different championship rings from different teams. Nowhere in the world, white, black, Japanese, Chinese, whatever, Hawaiian, whoever it is. Football players, none of them. Basketball players, golf players, none of them. It's God showing off. He orchestrated it. He'll bring 8 more. He might want me to have one of every team in the world. Just to show you, it's a demonstration. It's a demonstration. It's all right to be rich. And God can get it to you, child. Tell somebody, God can get it to you, child. Tell them. Call them child because they got to have a childlike faith for this. The reason I got you calling them child, I don't want you to call them woman. I don't want you to call them man. I want you to call them a child, because you got to have childlike faith. You got to not know what you're doing to get something like this. You got to yield. Go look in my briefcase. There's a pen in the side of my briefcase. I was supposed to bring it out here because it's going to be one of the illustrations I'm going to show them about their lives. And I sit down and get ready to write now. Well, no, I don't think I'm going to give you the weapon. Right now I'm going to go back here and give you this, because you need to have this. Y'all ready to write?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here are 26 ingredients of prosperity that is in you. I'm made in his likeness. Prosperity. I'm made in his likeness. That's an ingredient of prosperity. You can't be like God and don't be prosperous. I'm made in his image. I look like him. You can't look like God and don't be prosperous. I'm a new creature. That's an ingredient of prosperity. I'm a son of God. I'm a kingdom citizen. I'm a partaker of his divine nature. That's an ingredient of prosperity in me. I am a spirit. I have a soul, and I live in a body. That's prosperity. I operate by faith. That's prosperity. You can call on either one of these and claim your right. I call things that be not as though they were, because they are in another dimension. That's prosperity. Y'all say amen.
Amen.
Y'all not listening. You're not listening. You're not getting it. You're not excited enough. These ingredients, any one of these ingredients, you can make your command at heaven. God, I'm your son. I don't have no right to be broke. I'm a king. I don't care how long it's been going on, baby. It's over now. I am a kingdom citizen. I'm supposed to be rich. I'm supposed to be. Get out of your religious spirit. Get off my back, tradition. I'm living in grace.
I'm living in grace.
That's prosperity. Favor. I'm highly favored. Boy, money, hear that. Silver, gold. Say what? She said she favored. You can't be favored and broke too. Honest, John, Jesus praying in John 17. He wanted to leave something with us. He said, Father, give him the same glory I got. All right. Now, glory, all God is, all God has, all God can do. And now you about to say, I'm filled with his glory. That means his gold, silver, and everything else belong to you.
I'm a supernatural
being. Now, how you going to be supernatural and don't have no money?
The name of Jesus
was given to me.
That's just 13.
I'm using the word of God.
That's prosperity.
I am the righteousness of God.
Hey,
that's prosperity. The indwelling
Holy Spirit.
I call the blood, the cross, prosperity in me, abundance in me, increase in me, wealth in me, overflows in me. I'm blessed. I have an inheritance. Sit down. Let me give you these five weapons. I want you to open the two passages, Isaiah 10 and Matthew 11. I'm going to give you five weapons of prosperity right quick. Then I'll start teaching. Isaiah 10, 27. Yokes and burdens has to be dealt with what are keeping you from prospering. Before you can put the prosperity yoke on. There's a prosperity yoke in the Bible.
Yes, sir.
And there's a prosperity burden in the Bible. Lord, what you want me to do with all this money? That's the prosperity burden. Lord, who house you want me to pay for? Who you want me to buy a car for? Prosperity is a burden, boy. But it's a burden. I'm going to show it to you. You know, Isaiah 10, 27. So the first weapon for prosperity is the anointing. It got to remove yokes, destroy yokes, remove burdens. Some of y'all still wearing it. But tonight, that financial yoke and that financial burden going to be removed out of your life. This yoke will not You see, you're all trying, a lot of times we're trying to get places without the anointing. We got information. No, baby, you need the anointing, because that button ain't going to move just with information. Listen to me. Stay with me a minute. Yeah, I got it right. See, this yoke cannot be broken. The enemy gonna put it back together. Some of y'all got out for a little while, but there's an anointing. You know, 1 John 20, 22. 1 John 2, 27. 1 John 2, 20. Talking about an unction. Talking about there's a teaching anointing about it in you. But here's a yoke-destroying anointing. See? Anybody here in any type of financial bondage, that's a yoke.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You don't want to say it, but I know. You better say it so I can help you. You better quit this fake prosperity. This leasing prosperity. Prosperity deal with ownership. The hundredfold return to houses and land. Now listen. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder. Now, let me ask you a question. Don't answer me, but just, answer to yourself. Today, tonight, what is one of your greatest burdens? No, it ain't your mother-in-law. But you can get away from her. Taken away. Say, taken away.
Taken away.
Tonight. Oh, you got enough of an onion here because I'm in here. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Financial burden can't stay in the same room with me. And what? Speak up. Y'all got anointed? I'm anointed. Say, I'm anointed. Because you have anointed tonight, the Lord have called us together to destroy this financial burden forever. Remove the burden and destroy the yoke. Now, go to Matthew 11. I'm trying to get somewhere. Matthew 11, 27. We usually go to 28, but it's wrong. But because in the 27th verse, it talks about revelation. See, all things delivered to me of my Father, and no man knows the Son but the Father, neither knows any man the Father save the Son, and to he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. There must be revelation if you're going to pull out what's in you to the outside. Say revelation.
This Friday night.
All right. Now, once you get the revelation, Jesus said, come unto me. All ye that labor and heavy laden. Like they said, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my yoke is easy. See? And boy, I sure like wearing this prosperity yoke. Yoke me up, Jesus. Come on, talk with me. Yoke me up, Jesus. Y'all better say what I say. I'm getting yoked up with prosperity tonight. That means prosperity will never leave me nor forsake me. You know what a yoke is? I get in there with it. Everywhere I go, prosperity go. Everywhere prosperity go, I'm able to go. I got a ticket for every place I want to go. My yoke is easy, my brother. Life. Then he said, then he, what do we say? And you'll find rest for your soul. When you don't have your money, your soul is unrestful. And your mind, you emotion, the phone ring, you say, ooh, Lord, who is that? Doorbell ring, who is that? All right. We're going to walk a little heavier now. So that first weapon is the anointing. Okay. And you make this yoke exchange. And from now on, children, you're wearing the yoke of prosperity. Like a brother would say it, you not from this night forward, you yoked up with prosperity. Say it, I'm yoked up with prosperity. By an anointing, you see. Now, these other weapons, you all don't know much about them. But apostolically, the Lord wanted me to bring it to your attention tonight. Ooh, boy, I've been preaching over a half hour already. Ooh, Jesus. I got the clothes, man. They got some. Ooh, Jesus. See, there's no time in the spirit world. I get lost. The elders used to talk about, and people don't understand, getting lost in the spirit. Too many people get lost in the flesh. These boys don't know. I think this pen here said a pen cost about $8,000. These boys don't know. Don't you? These boys don't know. And don't come up here, because these boys, they're not yet up here, just, you know. Them poles are staying up by themselves. And I believe Darnell packing. I saw something under his coat. I don't know, what are you doing there? You need a little security with kind of stuff like this, you know. So we ain't going to do nothing. You ain't everybody in here. Now, this is gone. This will blow the enemy out of your life. This next weapon, the anointing is enough by itself. But this next weapon, in reading and studying and praying, the Lord revealed this to me. And I say, what? So this is why I carry these. These boys don't know why I carry these. This pen represent a scepter. I'll be carrying my scepter when I carry one of these pens. Hebrews 1. I want to expose you to the scepter of righteousness, which is the scepter of prosperity. It's you women being queen and you men being king under God, and you have a right to have the use of the scepter. When a king waves a scepter, everybody got to move. Here in Hebrews 1:8, but unto the Son he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. What I mean is kingdom. So this scepter, this weapon, you have to know how to carry the scepter of righteous prosperity. From this night forward, prosperity will obey you. Money will obey you. You have authority over money. So, this scepter of righteousness give you kingly authority over prosperity. Now, a real king got to have prosperity. Oh, he's not no king, he's just a thing. A real king lives in royalty. That's enough. See, now the Lord just told me, see, now, he said, you're a royal priesthood, didn't he? A chosen generation, a peculiar people. That's other ways of God saying to you, you're supposed to live in my prosperity. Notice how I say that. You're supposed to live in my prosperity. My prosperity has become your prosperity. So in the name of Jesus, I use my scepter of prosperity. Turn to Psalm 112. I am being taught a song. Hallelujah. Don't have to be broke no more. I'm going to have plenty, plenty money. Everybody grab your seat and stand up on your toes. Stand straight, because you're about to go somewhere else. And y'all stop bending over when you're walking. Look down like here. Talking about you getting old. You ain't getting old. You're old in your mind. Straighten up. Hold your head up. Sit at the table with some posture. Don't just slump down at the table. I got a lady walk through my community. I don't think she even stay in my community. She come from one of the other little places. And she walked like she owned it, man. So I said she, not my own. She ain't coming over here and take over. I got her too. When she met me, she looked at me. Come on, walk like you own it. Wherever you go, Woo! Whatever showroom you walk in, walk in like you own it. Make them pay attention. Somebody in here got more power than me. Walk like you're out of debt. Walk rich. Walk blessed. You follow me? Oh, yeah, baby, I'm preaching right here. Yeah, I don't know what you call preaching. I'm preaching here, baby. I'm preaching. The Negro is preaching up in here tonight. That's preaching. Walk heavy, man. Walk like you're on it. I'm trying to train you. The life I'm living. Do you know how it feels to set up in a restaurant or a theater and you can buy it? That's you. You know why? You know why? You know why? There's a whole lot never going to be touched. The church never going to touch it. God's going to have to use, God's going to put more in the person who realize and recognize that he want a prosperous people. Most of them reject it. Look at it now. Yeah, I got room for them. I can take you to so many broke folk, got them little houses and think they living big, got them little car with them wheels on them and leaning. They ain't got no money, baby. We ain't come here to talk about them. Because I'm about to show you something that's going to blow lack out of your mind. I dug out and wrote the wrong scripture down for this. Where this thing at? It's a good scripture, but it's not the scripture I want. Maybe I got it. Yeah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Psalm 110. I want you to write this down. The rod of prosperity will make you rich in the midst of your enemies. Look at this voice, these two voices. My little Bible captured it, the Lord's ruling power. The Lord said unto my The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at thy right hand, my right hand, until I make thy enemy thy footstool. I'm in Psalm 110. Then he said, the Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Then he says this. Say it. Say it again. So one of the weapons you have is the rod of God's strength. That you can take from the enemy what is rightfully yours. You are designed to whip the enemy. If he raises his head, you have enough power to knock him out. And then walk on it. So we walk on lack tonight. We walk on limitation tonight. We walk on just enough tonight. It's under our feet. Not only do you have the anointing, not only do you have a scepter, not only do you have a rod, but you must carry with you the staff of prosperity all time, at all times. Psalm 23. I love you, Jesus. Man, if I had known this 20-something years ago, I'm teaching y'all something here. Man, see, the staff, you're carrying the staff. Yet do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? I will fear no evil. For thine are with me, both of them right there, thy rod and thy staff. They comfort me. Use your imagination. What I say? Use your imagination. I'm carrying the staff of prosperity. The enemy can't stop me. And then the fifth weapon, you know it well, is called the sword of prosperity. Yeah. It's called in Ephesians 6:17 the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. But it's the sword of prosperity. So you got the anointing, you got the scepter, you have the rod, you have the staff, and you have the sword. And you got the other 26 ingredients mixed up. Five more minutes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I begin to share with you that money cometh is God's law of attraction in action, producing prosperity. Remember I talked about that? And you remember, here's a definition I want you to get down. The law of attraction is love, grace, faith, and thanksgiving moving in harmony in a certain way. Every book I read about money, when those guys, those word of God using our principle, they say the reason these guys are able to do these things, they're doing it in a certain way. The Lord have lined out certain ways for us to follow to produce prosperity. Now, I'm going to take it to one or two scriptures and read them and might shut down until tomorrow night. But we need to read them. So let's go to Job 22. I begin to tell you that this lesson was a man accusing Job, because Job got in trouble, and his friends come and they came accusing him. But in the accusation, there was some exaltation. And the exaltation part of it is anointed. We need to hear it because it's wise concept that is being released. Turn to Job. Job 22. Verse 21. It's a mouthful within itself. Acquaint now thyself with him. He's a prosperous God. And be at peace. That's why you're not fully at peace. You got to have prosperity to be at peace, real peace. And then he said, if you do that, thereby good shall come unto thee. Is prosperity good? Somebody say hallelujah in here. Then he said in verse 22, receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. You remember what Joshua 1:8 said? This book of the law should not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all that written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous and have what?
Good success.
What is good success? Good success is a bypass of success. See, good success is you're rich in your pocket and you're rich in your spirit. the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine soul. All of God's in your spirit already. You can't get no more God in your spirit. Your spirit is loaded with God, loaded with Jesus, loaded with the Holy Spirit. Your soul valve got to come open. Wait, now let me read a little bit now. Let me read a little bit. I know there's going to be one, you know, we're going to have some late nights. Oh, but getting home early, too early. Verse 23. If thou return to the Almighty and stop trying to do it yourself, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity. For if I'm not, when God's so good to you, you don't want sin, man. God's been so good to me, I don't want sin. Look what he said here. Verse 23, 24. Then thou shalt lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stone of the brooks. Verse 25. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
The Almighty shall be thy defense. And thou shalt have what?
Plenty
of, not no just silver, plenty of silver. You know what that means? Plenty of money. You know what that means? Plenty of gold. You know what that means?
Yeah.
Say this, I call plenty of money in my life now. So I can help somebody else. It's not all about me. When you bought homes and cars for people, didn't come talk to me.
Yeah, right, right, that's right, that's right, that's right, that's
right. A lot of times people, you know, ain't nobody here. I'm going to just talk about it. I'm going to talk about somebody not here. A lot of times people run their mouth. They can't pay for their house. You done bought houses for people. And they're all mad with you. And the other person said, don't touch him. All of y'all going to buy somebody a house. You willing to do it? You talking about a utopia feeling. Matter of fact, one of the men here, one of the houses, you know, I called him and his family, I gave him the keys. Right at the, he said, what? I said, that's your house, man. I had my family with me. I tried to give a girl $100. Lord said, no, that's nice, but I want you to buy her a car. I said, all right, Lord, all right, all right. I'm trying to get away with that $100. I said, yeah, honey, baby. Give me a few more seconds. I'm gonna hook two more scriptures up for us tomorrow night. Proverbs chapter 8. Now watch this. Pay attention now. Because I didn't teach those verses I just left. I'm gonna come back to them. But I want you to see this, then I'm gonna close. See two more scriptures. Ain't gonna be no oh Lord tonight. I want the Holy Ghost to keep you up all night long, just rolling and rolling in the bed with joy, kicking. And you're finally going to kick the cover off and say, man, I got this thing. The Holy Spirit wrap around you tonight and choke the life out of your bills. Feel the Holy Ghost, boys. There's something about that anointing. It'll remove burden and destroy yokes. Power come in the house. You can just talk and the power come. I have confidence in the word of God. I have confidence in the will of God. I have confidence in the power of God. I got confidence in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is my friend. He got his hand on my shoulder right now. I have confidence in the name that is above every name. His name is Jesus. He's my rock. He's my strong tower. He's a present help in the time of trouble. God, your people have been in trouble with this financial stuff. Your people have been in trouble, but you sent me to tell them that the walls are falling. Goliaths are dying. The Red Seas are opening up. The jail is being shaken, and they're coming out. Tell them, see. As I told Joshua, Jericho was strictly shut up. None was coming out. None was going in. And the Lord said, Joshua said, see, I've given you Jericho. You know what the Lord want me to tell you tonight? See, I've given you prosperity. Every wall that is holding you from prosperity comes down tonight. Every enemy been blocking you out falls tonight. Thank you. That's right. Come on, connect. Thank you. That's a connecting word right there. Thank you, Lord. I receive. I believe and I receive. I'm going to drive what I want. I'm going to wear what I want. I'm going to give what I want. I'm going to live where I want to live. You see, I keep waving this scepter at you. You can call it a pen. This is my scepter. I rule in the midst of my enemy. You got a shouting cloud? Turn the proper way. I'll read and we'll shout. Proverbs 8:17. I love them that love me. And those that seek me early. Shall find me, but I never come empty handed. Riches and honor are with me. Yeah, doable riches and righteousness. Wait a minute now. My truth is better than gold. Yeah, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness. In the midst of the path of judgment, watch out, verse 21. Watch out. Watch out, verse 21. Watch out, verse 21. Watch out, verse 21. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out. Something about to happen. That I may call those that love me to inherit substance, and I will He caused you to inherit something. Uh-huh. Then he said, I'll fill your treasure. Why? You just function in the law of attraction. Now, there's something else go with that. I'm trying to close. There's something else go with that. Luke chapter 8. Mm-hmm. You can't get that substance and begin to be stubborn. Luke chapter 8. I remember when I read the scripture the first time, I said, wow. See, Jesus had some wealthy women. He had some wealthy women, and they told him, you preach, we pay. Where you need to go, we're going to send you. Don't worry about it. We got this stuff here called substance. We got this. You just keep on preaching, master. Luke 8. And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 was with him. Boy, y'all don't know how y'all fulfill the scripture. And certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod stood, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered unto him of their substance. And that's why the substance kept coming back to them. I close with this. I pronounce gospel substance upon you and your prosperity. But always remember, sow it back. Sow, keep on sowing. Don't care how rich you get, keep on sowing. See, these women are rich, and they said, look, you preach, I pay. Now, I got people like that with me. I got girls in this room. All they know is $1,000 seed. Uh-huh. Every time they sow, it's $1,000. More than one. Yeah. Around the world. They got, you know, the other night they had 2,095 people hooked up here. Probably got the same amount of night. That's not counting the groups together. They're in Canada. Where else, Leroy? Ireland. Hello, Ireland. I got to say it right. Ireland. Hello, I don't want to insult people in the country. What else? I said it. What other one? South Africa. Hello, South Africa. Great Britain. Australia. Italy. Y'all got to send your offering. The offering didn't add up with 2,000 something here. And I just read the scripture to you. So I want your offering tonight. Online, y'all know how to use that stuff. Online, well, how they can send it, Leroy? Bottom of the screen. And how they send it, though? How they send it? They can click on stuff like that? They can send money like that? Nigga, use both fingers like this. And some of y'all local people stealing. At least you're right down the street from the church. At least send an offering. Because if not, all the teaching I've taught, you ain't getting nothing. Because you're playing games. I have to train the people how to give. I got to train them how to give.